Marcus, the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs win it here tonight by a final score of 2-1. Wade Seminole, head coach of the Bulldogs, has joined us up here in our Papa John broadcast booth. And Wade, congratulations on the win. I'll tell you, it was a game what we kind of figured, you know, we talked about on the pregame. Both teams have good pitching, and boy, it stood out here tonight.
Two freshmen. That was two freshmen going at it tonight, and their kid was advanced for a freshman. He really was, and so is ours. You know, so you expect a low-scoring game when you got two guys that compete like that.
A little concerned in the first inning. Maton walked three batters, had the bases loaded. Looked like he just, Tree went out and talked to him, kind of settled him down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what Tree told him, but I said, hey, go down there and tell him.
Something.
I said, get him a ground ball and say, hey, you're one pitch away or something. It was first and second. You know, he walked five, but he probably could have gone 12 innings if he wouldn't have walked anybody. Usually he doesn't walk people. He usually pounds that zone. But you know what? Going out first as a freshman in front of some of our good juniors that, you know, I don't know how this is going to play out, but a little pressure on him going out there, I'm sure, against a quality opponent. And I thought Phil answered the bell and did a great job.
You know, of course, there wasn't much hitting in the game. Tech did have 10 hits, left 10 runners on, had some other opportunities, just couldn't come through with some big base hits.
Well, that kid could really pitch. I mean, he had a breaking ball, a slider, threw a splitter, threw a straight change. Hey, throw us one of those fastballs, you know. And we had some key hits. Birch had a two-out hit, and Orangeburg had a nice hit after striking out a couple times, came up with a big blow right there.
Also, Birch... You know, you talk about small ball, and you have to have small ball in a game like this, a 2-1. And he had a couple of sacrifice bunts. One of them helped us produce a run, but the other one didn't. But still, you know, you have to be able to lay that bunt down when you need to, and he did it.
Well, and Taylor can bunt. I mean, Taylor's a decent bunter, and it shouldn't matter who's up in that situation. You know, there's some guys I know that absolutely can't bunt. I'd rather them swing the bat with a runner at second. You know, like Big Al's up there right there at first and second. He's swinging the bat. But Taylor had a big hit for us early in the game and laid down two bunts to move up runners, and that's huge.
What about Austin Hedges? Four at bats tonight. He had three hits, and he was on base all four times and scored two runs for you.
He was a tough out for that kid, and that kid showed some frustration. Hedges kept hitting those line drives. One almost took his head off, and you know, Hedges had a good night. You know, I think us starting a few runners late in the count helped us a few times. Qualls had a nice hit and run earlier in the game, and I think we laid down three bunts, and you know, still, we got a long way to go bunting-wise. We had a first and third push bunt situation, a safety squeeze that we have to execute. I mean, that's a gimme run right there, and should have been 3-1 right there, and we didn't execute it. I didn't tell Bo yet, but I need to tell him if he hits that any harder, probably a double. You know, but that's stuff that we have to execute.
You know, usually in a game like this, 2-1, there's usually some great, outstanding defensive plays. There wasn't really any tonight. It was pitcher control. I'm looking at the score sheet here very quickly. Their two pitchers struck out a total of 12. Tech's three pitchers struck out a total of 11. So that's 23 strikeouts between the two teams. So it was pitcher dominated, wasn't it?
Well, defensively, I think Brashawn slowed down where he can make a dive and catch out there.
Probably the best play.
That's a nice catch. And Al really squared up a one hopper line drive right at him that he, you know, he's had some problems with the ball leaking out of his right side a few times earlier in the season, and he squared that one up, and that ball's not going to go through him, I promise you. You know, and he squared it up, and you know, those are probably two of the better defensive plays tonight.
Dallas Baptist came into the game on a 7-game winning streak. You know, they've beaten the likes of, some pretty good ball clubs. They beat the University of North Carolina Charlotte over the weekend. You know, they've beaten Oklahoma. They've beaten some good teams, and we knew how tough a ball club this would be.
Well, you know, in defense of them, it's hard to drive up the day of a game. I mean, they came up today, and play tonight, and that's tough. Yeah. I mean, we always try to go a day early to get that ride out of your system. So we're gonna expect a very good effort out of them tomorrow, and we gotta match that effort. We can't be satisfied with what we're doing because we can be a lot better offensively than we are right now. A lot better. I like the way our pitching's setting up with Gilly in the bullpen. I thought he really looked. He's a veteran. He came in there and he handled the situation. Timely pickoff move for him to get that guy, because that guy steals third right there.
Oh, yeah, it's a different ballgame.
Oh, he's at third with one out. That's a huge pick right there. And it was a time that they would try to steal third. You know, and Dudley, congratulations to him tying the save record. And he's I think he's been waiting for that one. hopefully we can get him the save record by himself before this weekend's over.
Well, you know, it's a ball game where, you know, you get a win like this, and you haven't played in two or three days, haven't played since Sunday, and, of course, they haven't played either since over the weekend, but it's still good to get back home and get a win under the belt.
Well, it's good to get back home, Dave. We were rained out 5 home games this year so far, and, you know, I think we played about 13 of our 20 games on the road, and it's good to play here, and, you know, we got to win our fans back. You know, when you're 10-10 or 11-10, whatever we are, you know, we got to get our fans into it because this team can make a push in this conference. I really like the way our pitching is going to set up, and Stephen's going to go at it tomorrow with Alvis in first relief. Still got Gilly and Dudley ready to pitch. If I need either one of them tomorrow, come back with Peterson and same 3 out of the pen again. I mean, those guys throwing, you know, 14, 18 pitches tonight can easily come back.
I thought Gilly's changeup was outstanding.
Always. Always. I mean, that's his pitch, and he has a very good curveball, too, and he shows his fastball. He spots up his fastball where, you know, he doesn't split the plate with his fastball, but he can throw. When he throws that fastball right off the plate and it throws that changeup down, they think it's another fastball because he missed with the other fastball. And it's hard to hit that. I mean, we haven't hit it as a team all fall or all spring facing him. So if they adjust to him the first time they see him, more power to him. I would consider it lucky to sit on his changeup and hit it because we as hitters, our hitters, and we have a pretty good hitting team, they know it's coming when we're facing them in inter-squad games and they still can't hit it.
You know, I think I mentioned on the broadcast, of all the broadcasting I've done, I've had rain delays, wind delays, I've had snow delays. First time I've ever had a game delayed because of trains.
Twice
tonight.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that fixed tomorrow.
Well, it didn't play a factor in the game, but still, it could have. It really could have, and I can understand. I mean, I look at that train going by, and some silver cars, some white cars, some yellow cars, you know, and a ball coming in from a pitcher, you know, whatever. It's not 85, 90 miles an hour, whatever. I don't want to be over at the plate. I know you don't. None of the players do either.
Well, it's embarrassing to have that, but, you know, we've been on the road and didn't have time to fix that thing, and hopefully they're going to come and fix it in the morning and, you know, get that batter's eye back up there because it could be dangerous.
I can put that in my resume now. I've had a train delay now.
Train delay?
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Dave. Thanks.
Wayne Sivino, head coach of the Bulldogs, joining us. Tech wins.